This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Indeed, I will try you with some fear, hunger, and loss of possessions, life and fruit. So give glad tidings to those who are patient. Those who, when they are struck by calamity, say, "To Allah we belong, and to Him we will return." These verses address the trials of life. This is verse 155. The first point of reflection is that Allah has created human beings in a life of tests. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. The Allah says, I've created human beings in strife and struggle and trials from one level to the other throughout our lives, from the time we come into this world to the time we leave it. That's the reality. The second point of reflection is that the only way to deal with the trials of life is by patience. And this patience is a learned characteristic. We should not say, "Oh, some people are patient and some people are impatient. I'm amongst the impatient people. I just can't be patient." No, we can be. The Prophet ﷺ told us, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. You pretend to be patient and eventually it will become a natural characteristic with time. So it's something we all can learn. The third point of reflection is that the dua of patience is in the time of trial and not specifically only to be said at the time of death. It's for any calamity. Of course, what's going to happen, of course, when you say it, you know, when you drop something, you say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." People say, "Who died?" You know, that's the natural reaction because people are used to this use of this dua only at the time of death. But it is a reminder, we belong to Allah. Whatever happens, whatever situation develops, it is by the will of Allah. And how we deal with it, we will have to account for before Allah on the Day of Judgment. We will return to Him. So, this is advice for us to deal with our trials with patience and at the same time, not only to be patient, but to remember that everything is by the will of Allah. Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.